Well, the referee wants it taken again. Will they look to do the same thing? Well, eventually FC United decide to have a wall. The referee's just making sure it's 10 yards. And it is indeed. And it will be Adam Rundle. And he's going to hit this ball towards the back post. Decent ball there. Is there a free header? Yes, there is. It's a goal as well. It was a free header at the back post. Simple football from Whitby Town. They're the first opportunity, their first set piece, undone at the back post. FC United go a goal down. Nothing Spider could do there. Ball to his left-hand side, spraying across, and FC United of Manchester find themselves a goal down. There's a lot of noise coming from the main stand there, jeering at the assistant referee on the far side. There's a suggestion maybe a shirt pull or even maybe an offside, but FC United poor at the back, losing the man, and they go a goal down on 6 minutes.
It's one of the most simple, just a simple free kick and a flick.
Good delivery.
Yeah.
And
doing
a header.
All the work.
Let the ball do the work, good delivery, bit of pace on it, and a good header. Still couldn't quite see who the goal scorer was, but FC United, customary fashion, go a goal down early on in the game. If Brian was here, you'd just say, that was just par for the course.
Armstrong.
It was Armstrong, was it?
But now FC have it again, but lose possession on the halfway line, and now that slid through there for Craig Farrell. Craig Farrell now slides it through. This could be 2-0. Oh, it's beautifully done. It really is. That was a nice, cool finish from Shane Henry. FC United losing possession, but there was some good work there. Firstly by Craig Farrell, slid it through nicely for Shane Henry, so composed, took it round John Worsnop and slots it home. And big trouble now for the home side. FC United 0, Whitby Town 2 here. And, well, a big half-time team talk ahead for Carl Marginson.
Stop plays it across to Brownhill, cuts inside FC United in their own half at the moment though, and now Brownhill can motor down the right hand side. Kelly plays it to Daniels. So Daniels has been all over this pitch this afternoon, plays the ball inside to Jerome Wright. Now Jerome Wright dead centre, can he get a shot on target? Well, it deflects off the goalkeeper and into the back of the net. Well, a little bit of luck that FC United needed there. Jerome Wright, dead centre. We talked about it all through the game. You get an opportunity, have a shot, it can come up and play. They did exactly that, and it spun in the air. The goalkeeper thought it was going wide of the post, and it basically just scrambled past him. And FC United with a lifeline. As FC United have to defend though momentarily, halfway line, and Stock won the first, had a heads up ball across now to Pearson. Pearson has Jerome Wright for company. Jerome Wright will take over. Mulholland, just say Warwin there, had made a decent run, but it came near side, and here's an opportunity now through the middle. This should make it three, but has he got the stamina, has he got the quality? Yes, he has indeed. The number 10 there, Craig Farrell, has just cemented the victory, and that was all down to the ball that was played here on the halfway line. The wrong ball played, and there was no chance that FC United were going to come back. Ball played through the middle, gaping holes straight through the middle of defence. And the number 10, who's worked tremendously well, Craig Farrell, says, hey, I'll take advantage of this. And he's just slotted the ball in. And FC United will go down by 3-2. Sorry, 3-1.
I'll tell you what that hole was. Pearson stepped up for some reason and left a big gaping hole right behind him.
Well, it's seldom that you see FC United fans leaving en masse. And I've got to say, unfortunately, that's what's happening in the MRE. People are just out of the ground they're going.